Obviously, that is something that is totally unacceptable and is a negative pointer to ourselves as a country. That is exactly 7 days into the new year, two journalists from a private newspaper organization that are going to spend the night in police cells, and that on the 5th of January, a correspondent for the Herald was beaten up by police while covering the riots in Chitungulu. So for us, really, that is a very bad beginning to the year, and that is a point that as journalists we need to be afraid, and very afraid for that matter.
Let's talk about another development in Parliament yesterday, where it was at first pronounced that journalists would need police clearance, and we read in the Herald today that the Clerk of Parliament has said those provisions were done without consulting Parliament. What have you heard?
Obviously, that's another reflection of the right hand not knowing what the left hand is doing. But certainly, we made our presentations and our positions known to the authorities, but how dare they require police clearances from law-abiding, hard-working journalists when we are all aware of the kind of the colorful characters in Parliament, colorful backgrounds and colorful individuals from whom we never ask for police clearances when we interview them. In some instances, when there's obviously quite a need, I think.